Hello.
Hey, Marissa, how are you?
I'm doing well. Who is this?
This is Zach. We had talked about your house on 118
Okay. About the lawn
freeway.
mowing?
No, about selling it. And you
Oh.
said that you had been waiting to see if the sale was going to go through.
Yeah, still waiting. Still waiting.
They
Just kind of.
haven't given you any.
They have, and it's spectacularly crazy. So I don't, we're just kind of sitting around waiting on somebody's inspector to, it's just kind of still in process.
Gotcha. So it sounds like
Yeah.
your first people didn't really go through.
Well, no, these are the first people. They're just,
Taking their
I
time
don't
on
think
it, huh?
they're, yeah, it's pretty
Well,
slow.
what about your realtor? I mean,
She's not being, I mean, I don't know because we don't know, you and I don't know each other. Personally, I feel like hesitant to speak because I don't know if you have any associations with her or,
No, I completely understand, but I guess what I was going to
yeah.
say is if she hasn't, drawn that conclusion out for you or, spoke on your behalf and told them that, hey, this is canceled, I mean, she's not
I
doing you any
mean,
service.
she is not, and it's pretty surprising in the way that she's proceeding. I'm not sure. Maybe I can ask you quickly.
Sure. Just go ahead. Ask
She
me anything. I don't work with her. I don't even know who what I can't remember her name. You told me last time, but
yes, we so she forwarded us the copy of the buyer's inspection report. And had us like go through it line by line, and then was like, well, now we're, now we have to disclose to any future buyers, the findings of the report. And it's very confusing to me that it seems almost like she's working with them. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, they're asking for like 11,000 in closing. I mean, just ridiculous terms. And she's not saying anything to the contrary. It's kind of like, well, you should take it, which is just astounding to us. We just had the
Have
house
you
appraised. We matched their report with the report we had 4 years ago, and it's word for word. It's very minor stuff. So it's just surprising, like her response. I'm not really sure. I guess my question is, do realtors generally forward a buyer's inspection report?
So they did the inspection report and they sent it to you.
Correct. So it's a copyrighted product. They sent it to our realtor, along with a request sheet, right? So in my way of
So
thinking,
yeah, that is normal. I mean,
okay.
that's not unheard of. Because obviously if they're asking for things, they want to be able to say, here's the material witness, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's not unheard of, no. But
Okay.
as far as not speaking up and, saying no, then that's something else,
Right. Yeah, we're really confounded because she helped us buy the home during the pandemic. We weren't allowed to travel because of the military. They like prohibited travel. So we leaned on her pretty heavily 4 years ago. And I think it was just a very clean buy because we didn't contest too much because we
Sure.
were told not to. And then during the selling process, it almost just feels like she doesn't really want to do the work. So
Sure.
I'm not, but we are in a contract with her till August. So
Right. Well, I'm dealing with a situation right now is, it's kind of similar. It's like this lady is about to lose her house, okay?
right.
And foreclosure. And I can help her. I've given her all the information, but she has this real estate agent that has a listing with her, basically a never ending listing.
Yeah.
So I just got off the phone with him before I called you, and he was like, well, I said, look, we can help her, you know, and save her from foreclosure, but there's no money in it for you. And he's like, well, I am entitled to a commission. So I said, okay, so right. You're going to let her lose her house because you won't get any money? And,
that's on us for trusting. It's just kind of a surprising situation because we're not in foreclosure. I mean, not that I like, you know, we're not in a hard place, and the home itself is actually a really nice home. It was built in 1985, mm-hmm. but it's been maintained prior to us by meticulous people, and we tried to keep it up. We've only been here for like 3.5 years, really.
Of course.
We're just in a hard place, and I'm not really sure what we can do. So I think that, like, as of now, our hands are kind of tied with this contract till August. I'm not seeing her move at all.
Yeah. So there's two things to look at.
Yeah.
You can look at it with that perspective, or, and, you know, go through the uncomfortability of being properly represented.
Right.
I'm not looking to take anyone's business, right? We have enough.
Yeah.
We have enough food for the table for a long time, right? We got enough lunch money. But
right.
The only thing I can advise you to do is, if I were you, I was, you know, it's depending on your comfort zone, but I would, you know, get on the phone with her and say, hey, listen, you know, this isn't working for us. You know, you said she's a friend, you bought from her. Like, I would like to get released of our agreement and paperwork.
Right.
We decided to go in another direction. She might say, oh, what is that? And you just tell her, well, we just don't like how everything is going. And you just have that upfront conversation with her. And that is one way to do it. Otherwise, you can stay under contract, pay for the house, and you just got to weigh your options out.
Right, right.
I mean, but not knowing. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I think we will do that. I think that at this point, you know, my husband does want to have, like, the inspector come out and do, like, the very minimal. They found, like, some normal, like, fungus growth, you know, where you spray the stuff. So we're going to do that. But I think I'm hoping that this is the last bit, and then I will have the conversation. My husband is far more hesitant or maybe cautious than I am. So I'm just going to let him feel comfortable with the pro- to me, it's very obvious what is happening.
Right.
I'm not sure if she's like just not into selling or what it is. That part I don't understand, but, as far as like the buyers are not serious, their offer is like really funny. So
mm-hmm.
we are just going to have to wait, I guess, to that, because they're still, we have to respond now to their request.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You are going to, so basically what I hear you saying is you're going to do what they've asked you to do.
No, we're going to do, deal with the cost base, because it could or could not, you know, become a real problem. And then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And respond by Wednesday. So I think by then we'll have a clear. My intuition is telling me that that's not going to be enough. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, one way or the other, we're interested in it. And,
well, thank you, Zach. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope this thing goes at least in some type of right direction.
Me too. Yeah. It really is a great house in a great neighborhood, so I'm hoping so, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll follow up with you on Wednesday, and we'll just go from there, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. You take care.
You too.
Okay.